Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and with me is Phil Conlon of Classical Underground, Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. And how are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good evening, Phil. I'm doing well.
Good evening.
We're going to make some money tonight.
Pardon me?
We're going to make some money tonight.
Well, we do hope. This is fundraising time, and we're happy to be doing it because it's a great station. And of course, this is the time of COVID, and things are a little differently arranged, but the station is being run very efficiently, and I know our listeners appreciate that. The easiest way to support the station is to go to CIUT.FM/donate, and be sure to mention the Taylor Report. And of course, there's also Classical Underground Wednesday, 6 to 8. I may as well put in a plug for CIUT Friday morning. Phil and I are part of that show with Lynn Slotkin and Daniel Garber. All great shows, by the way. If people can call.
Well, we have a couple of numbers, and we have a few volunteers in the studio. Patrick, Carol, and Brad, they're all there waiting for your call. 416-946-7800, or if you were in the wider CIUT audience, which we know a lot of people are, 1-888-204-8976. And of course, donate some money. If you donate $25 or more, you'll get a tax receipt, and you'll be helping support the radio that you love. And please mention the Taylor Report, because that's the radio that we especially love right now, tonight, and every week.
Well, thank you, Phil. And again, it is the Taylor Report. And just to remind you, we try to stay on top of stories. We think it's our duty to bring to light aspects of news that do impact on Canadians, and which is not adequately covered. Today on the show, by the way, we're going to be speaking to Jean-Hilaire Yapi of Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, where there is a crisis unfolding. And because we still live in a neo-colonial system, more neo-colonial every day, it's not getting less, it's getting more. Western powers, particularly France, and even the Secretary General of the United Nations interfered in the internal affairs some years ago of Ivory Coast and helped install a man in power. He is a former part of the International Monetary Fund, an executive in that group, and they thought he would be the ideal president. He seems to agree with them because he refuses to leave office. And he has now staged an election in which he won 94% of the vote. So we are very fortunate that we're going to be talking to Jean-Hilaire about this matter, reporting it to CIUT listeners. They will not be able to hear Mr. Jean-Hilaire Yapi on the mainstream media. His views will not be covered, yet he is the best informed individual, in my opinion, in Canada. And we need to know that this crisis is unfolding in Ivory Coast. So we hope that you will stay with us for that. And this is the reason that we ask you to support CIUT.FM/donate and mention the Taylor Report. And Phil, what are those numbers again to be called?
They are 416-946-7800. 1-888-204-8976 if you're beyond the local phoning area.
Yeah, it just shows how well the station has been operating. I think CIUT listeners are very proud of the station. Here we are in COVID crisis, and we're able to keep all the programming on the air. I think it's something that all of our listeners do appreciate, and that's why they should donate at CIUT.FM/donate. And by the way, the goal is if I remember right, is $100,000. So, as what's the expression? We're not pikers. And it's very apparent, I'm sure, to listeners that we keep quality programming on the air, particularly the music. CIUT has wonderful music programs. And you're listening, of course, in this instance, to the Taylor Report. Phil, we should probably mention, again, some of the things we talk about. And it's very, very timely, in my opinion, to be talking about CIUT and independent programming and non-commercial programming, a station that depends upon its listeners, because we have monopoly power in the realm of media, which is becoming, I would call it insufferable, where people who run Twitter and people who run Facebook and people who run Google are now in touch with powerful people in the state, that is the government, major governments. And they have been creating organizations to censor the media and to knock out really excellent journalists and journals that they just, they put a label, this unnamed, well, they're named, but it's a body that is out of the reach of the citizens, out of the reach of voters. And they decide so-and-so is not going to be allowed to do this or that. We gave the story last week, I believe, we talked about Glenn Greenwald, who has now left The Intercept on a point of principle, and we applaud him for that. The Intercept is a story that is now a story itself that everyone should be looking at. But Glenn Greenwald actually is one of those rare birds who believes that journalism is a calling, and that getting at the truth, producing evidence, should be at the center of what journalists do. And he's, for this point of view, he's being mocked and laughed at because he failed to join the great cause. The reason they silenced him, or wanted to silence him, was that he had asked a question about Joe Biden and his son. Can't even say his name. What is
Hunter? Hunter, who was always hunting for business deals in unlikely places and finding them.
Yes, and nothing to do with his dad's name, by the way. This is just a talented kid. This is who was drummed out of the Navy because he was using cocaine on duty, and you know, like other patriots. So he was in the basement at home, and a call came, and he got a job in Ukraine that paid $60,000 a month. And apparently he had a special gift. We don't know what it was, but it's obviously his home. Anyhow, we all know that it has led to a political belly bumping match between the Republicans and the Democrats. And Glenn Greenwald actually thought he should mention that. He thought, this is interesting. And they said, no, it could be hurtful. It might put a bruise in the campaign of Biden. Therefore, we would prefer you not talk about that. They didn't say it in so many words, which is also something that infuriated Mr. Greenwald. What they pretended that they had stylistic or journalistic differences with him. And he pointed out that they hadn't had any of these differences prior to the Biden campaign, that actually they all patted him on the back. And he made a lot of money at The Intercept, but they decided he had to be on side. Well, we're talking about why programs like the Taylor Report and CIUT, why they're valuable. Because we're up against, and when I say we, I'm just talking about ordinary people, are up against monopolies and great power intervention in our lives in kind of mysterious ways that aren't always accounted for. And thank goodness we have Mr. Greenwald. And thank goodness we have CIUT where we can talk about that. It is the kind of thing that is can become very, very dangerous when monopolies and the state combine to tell us what we can know and what we can't know, and they know best, that's when any society is in a lot of trouble, which is why we assume you support the CIUT and the Taylor Report. So go to CIUT.FM/donate and donate to, in the name of, we hope, the Taylor Report. And it's, what's that? It's 416. What is it, Phil?
It's 416-946-7800. And if you're outside the local calling area, call 1-888-204-8976. And you might talk to Patrick or Carol or Brad. And of course, you can go to the website, CIUT.FM. And there's a button that says donate, and then you can donate. So when that, we hope you'll do that and support the Taylor Report. And Phil, we usually remember some old friends when we do fundraising. So maybe you want to talk about that.
I want to mention Karen Snooks, who was one of the, she's a trade unionist and an artist and an all-around wonderful person. We always remember her at each fundraising because she was one of our solid supporters that listened to CIUT, loved the station, and loved our programming. And Karen was with the postal workers at a time when the postal workers were, and they still are, by the way, the leading trade union voice, not just for their own causes, their own interests, but for the all of labor. And she embodied that, Karen Snooks. And so we're very proud that Karen supported us, and Ron Meswak, her husband, has always been very supportive of the show in her memory. It's a kind of, it's a tradition we're proud of. We loved her, and we hope that you, our listeners, have the same enthusiasm for this kind of programming as Karen Snooks and Ron Meswak have. And the way to show that, of course, is to go to CIUT.FM/donate. And remember that we are trying for $100,000. So for any of those, any of our listeners who are in the upper millions or upper billions, please just go ahead and give us, you know, the whole shot, 100 grand. We'll keep your name secret because we know that you're shy people. And we no need to mention who you are, but we'll take the 100 grand straight up. And again, at CIUT.FM/donate. I should mention right away, too, we're going to be speaking of the Meng Wanzhou matter. This is something the Taylor Report talks about, not, and we are out of step entirely. We are not marching with the big band that is trying to create more havoc and racism in Canada, and to destroy relations with a friendly power called China. There is absolutely no reason for this to be going on. And we accept, or there is a reason, and that is that monopoly capital of the West, turns out, is not very good at science, not very good at economics, and it's all too good at protecting its own ill-gotten gains, and which is creating problems for Canadian society, which is a totally different thing, the people. The people of Canada do not have a problem with the people of China. And yet we have in every party elected leaders who are beat the drum and the cymbals and put on marching gear and race up and down the streets trying to create racism and havoc here regarding China. It's utterly ridiculous. And at the center of this story is Meng Wanzhou, a businesswoman from China, who has done nothing but good for Canada by bringing, being part of a company that has brought jobs and research and a mutual benefit to the two countries. There is a country to the south of us, I forget its name, but they are very unhappy about this because they don't do science very much anymore. They make dirty movies and perpetuate a racist system. They're very unhappy that they've been shown up in the field of science and now being shown up as a trading country. America was founded on the notion, there I remembered their name. They were founded on the notion of free trade, and they've been seeing to it ever since that nobody has any except them. And they have created this issue with Meng Wanzhou. Now, the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. Did I get the name right, Phil?
That's right. It's the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. And it's interesting, that name's been around a long time, but it doesn't become obsolete because there's always a war to stop.
Yes. There's even wars on the shelf.
You right.
Know? Oh, they said, oh, they, that one? Oh, we got a new one.
Yeah.
We got a new war. We're really working on here. And our now they are going to have on November the 24th, if I have the date right, a Zoom meeting. I believe there are more meetings now than there were before COVID-19. We are practically zoomed out on meetings, but fortunately, people are now getting a chance to go to these meetings and hear knowledgeable individuals talk about policy and what would be, how to avoid war and crisis with China. And we're very much in favor of that at the Taylor Report. And we assume many of our listeners are, and therefore they were asking them, go to CIUT.FM/donate. And remember, we're going for 100 grand and, you know, with inflation and everything, so you have to, you know, push the numbers up. 100 is a nice number. It's easy to do. Just put it in with the plastic. And of course, you can call these numbers. What's those numbers again, Phil?
They are 416-946-7800 and 1-888-204-8976. And we can be reached over the entire continent by that 800 number. And we want to hear from you. And we want your support. $100,000 is a small amount of money to keep this priceless radio station thriving, which it is. I mean, that's an amazing thing. It's like when this lockdown started, it was it really looked terrible, and it is terrible. But I know in the case of the show that I do, Classical Underground, we have not missed a single week, and I think that that's a miracle. But it turns out there's a lot of volunteers at CIUT who make miracles happen. And of course, the Taylor Report also, I think, has not missed a single show. And the same thing, because there's a dedicated group of volunteers who make sure that we get on the air, and we have this station staff who are the real heroes. People talk about heroes, the staff of CIUT and what they've accomplished since the lockdown began in March in keeping us going is absolutely amazing. And we're very, very happy for that. I want to say I have been doing a bit of a count, Phil, on the Meng Wanzhou issue and other issues concerning China. So I read the Globe and Mail every day. It's a form of self-torture.
Somebody's got to go on the front line.
Somebody's got to do it, right? I'm trying to. I set myself a target. I said, can they have 50 articles in a 30-day month that are negative and insulting about China? And I want you to know that they're going to meet their target.
You're absolutely on message. In my opinion, everybody should think about this. We have what is called major media. The kind that, as Theodore Dreiser said, you can't escape. Someone asked him once, "What about the newspapers?" And he said, "We don't need freedom of the press. We need freedom from it, in the sense that Phil is alluding to. That is the ability to pour propaganda on people without any opportunity of reply by people being talked about. So, in other words, in that sense, media is a stick to hit people with." But the Taylor Report is not a stick to hit you with. Taylor Report's here to bring you those voices. By the way, later in the show, I'm going to read something from the Chinese media themselves commenting, because if you notice, the Globe feels that only one side should comment themselves. And when they are responded to, they caricature the response they get. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We have Jean Hilaire Yappy coming up to talk about Ivory Coast. Go to CIUT.FM, donate, and we'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I hope people notice just how important it is to have programming of the type that you get. This is independent radio, and we're not dependent upon super monopolies who would give us our advice as to what we can talk about and what we cannot. And we think that that we're part of an important trend in media, in that where we can have our own voice, we can invite people like Jean Hilaire to talk about Ivory Coast, which otherwise is not going to be heard. Please go to CIUT.FM/donate. Remember, we're going for $100,000. And as Phil mentioned, now I'm gonna ask him to give the numbers again, but we have, we are on a limited situation because this is COVID-19 time, as is we're going living through and we're gonna, I suppose, be called an era, and it's testing all systems. And CIUT is responding very well to the test and by keeping the station rolling along and the programming rolling. And we have volunteers to take your calls, and not in the same numbers or because of the COVID-19, naturally there's limitations, but we want you to know if you want to call and to make a pledge. Oh, I used a word that has gone out of fashion.
No, you can't pledge. You got to just give the money. Don't make a promise.
No, this is you're supporting this because you donate. We're advancing linguistically. We're more accurate. Yes, donate to CIUT.FM. But there are people who will take your call. What are those numbers, Phil?
They're at 416-946-7800 and 1-888-204-8976. And you might talk to Patrick, you might talk to Carol, and you might talk to Brad. These are some wonderful folks from the CIUT family. And we hope that you'll call in and chat them up and lighten your wallet. Yeah. As they say, you can't take it with you. And what better thing to do with it than leave it with CIUT so we can keep this radio strong and healthy.
To those who give, much is given. That's what I understand, is that, you know, I'm not promising you, but I think that, you know, those who support others end up being supported. Isn't that interesting? That's a mutuality. There's something, was it Peter Kropotkin wrote about this? Mutual Aid, one of the great, most brilliant books. It was so good that the Bolsheviks decided to print it. And Kropotkin said, well, you can print it, but I don't want a state publisher to print it. So they told the Bolshevik leader that, they said he doesn't want the state to publish it. And he said, he laughed and slapped the table and said, well, we'll find a private publisher for him. We think it's a great book. Anyhow.
Is that a true story? That's a wonderful story.
Yeah, thank you. I did not make that up because I...
I never heard that.
No credit, wonderful stories. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the Taylor Report. We know we have listeners of the quality and type of Karen Snooks, who is our guardian angel. And we assume you will go to CIUT.FM/donate. And you can also call us at 416 what, Phil?
416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976. I hope our listeners will be thinking of those numbers and when they fall asleep and when they wake up and they'll phone. If they don't go to the website at CIUT.FM/donate. All kinds of ways you can give money to CIUT. In fact, you should try all of them. Give a couple of times. That'll help us reach our goal of $100,000 that much sooner. And that supports the radio that you love.
Thanks. And that's Phil Connor, Classical Underground, Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. And Phil, earlier in the show, made a point that we want to come back to. We are in a period of demonization of China, and the leading voice in Canada for this is the Globe and Mail. Not surprising, conservative paper. the Conservative Party is misbehaving in an immense way, and causing, frankly, a lot of suffering. And they're not going to say so, and they're not going to admit it, but it is very dangerous situation. Here's a headline from the Globe and Mail of Saturday, this the 14th. China's push to influence diaspora in Canada has, quotes, intensified, Trudeau says. They've got Trudeau to say that, yes, there is, this is ugly to talk about, that intelligence agencies tell him that Chinese intelligence people are functioning here in Canada. This same story is, by the way, Canada doesn't have any original ideas. The United States is leading on this point. And they keep that dry mouth, what they used to call a dry mouth Baptist way of talking, as though they haven't said anything evil. This is very evil. And this is something that Glenn Greenwald was getting at, which is the creation of issues. And then for when they say, oh, we have a crisis, and people say, what crisis? They say, foreigners are doing bad things. And you say, what foreigners, where, what evidence? They say, well, our intelligence people have told us, and therefore it's true. And Glenn Greenwald says, show me the evidence. And they say, we can't do that. We're the Secret Service. And you say, well, keep it yourself. If you're not going to produce evidence, forget it. The Globe and Mail story doesn't produce any evidence. What it produces is evidence that intelligence people are spreading stories. And of course, the prime minister is not the strongest individual in the world. He's going along with it. Why? Because, well, it's the easiest thing to do. He doesn't want to get into bad problems with the Americans, and he wants to look like a super Canadian. So he's going to start talking about unnamed, unknown, invisible people who are in a part of, who are Canadians, they're in the Canadian community, but they're not named. There's no evidence. So guess what you, Joe Citizen, are being hinted and told and cajoled into doing? They want you to look at every one of the Asians you know as maybe one of them. It's because they're out there somewhere.
And Phil, I think it's worth noticing the sequence of this story, which wasn't a story and now it's a hot story, is that first of all, the story runs in the Globe and Mail and they're tut-tutting and complaining about it. And then 2 days later, Trudeau talks about it. So like it's almost like they're writing the script and the prime minister is just the guy who like is the news announcer, you know?
Yes, Ed, actually he's part of their research on effectiveness of their propaganda. He's kind of a little litmus. You mentioned a while ago that, well, there are, you know, how can they squeeze in 50 negative stories in a month or a week against China? And yes, they do. But then they have another thing, which is quite amusing. They say, well, polls are showing that people are suspicious of China. And you say, in answer, for 29 days out of 30, you are saying you smear them as both racially, ideologically, economically, scientifically, you smear them all the time. The Globe and Mail works at smearing them without any opportunity or any balance at all. You do that. And then you take a poll to see whether it's working. You say, oh, it's working. What do you know? We started out, nobody had an opinion. We ran 30 days of rotten stories and what, ooh, look, we're starting to grow little weeds here. Well, that's what it is. Media is, all media, Taylor Report, I hold up my hand, guilty, is all in at the end of the day, propaganda. It's putting out a point of view. The question is, do you also produce evidence? And in the case of the mainstream media, they told us you don't need evidence. All you need is an intelligence service, the secret police, as they're called. And you know, I wonder, was there ever a day in the 365 days a year that if you went to the intelligence people and said, are there any suspicious, dubious characters in our country serving foreign interests? Did they ever say, no? Every day you ask them, they will say yes. And then they will say, and we're wondering about these people. We don't want to talk in any detail, you understand, but yes, we've got our eye on them and all that. That's what intelligence will tell you. That's why Greenwald said, if you want to be free, you're going to have to ask for facts. And you're going to have to say, I'm not going to carry the ball for you as you create a hostile policy towards another power. And in the case of Canada, China, forget it. There's one power and then there's Canada. If you're going to do that, I'm not going to help you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call you out. Just why that run-in at the Intercept was so enlightening. And I'm going to remind everybody again, somebody named Naomi Klein, who's on decline, in my opinion, has shown herself that she put out a dirty argument that Greenwald did this for money, or that he didn't like to be edited. That is contemptible. Contemptible. And at the, she also said, how could he be doing this at a time when we're fighting Trump? Well, I'm sorry. Facts are facts, aren't they? You know, you can't make an intelligent decision without facts. But everybody's supposed to forget it and take the word of the intelligence people. The intelligence people told us that Saddam Hussein had was developing weapons of mass destruction. Iraq was a victim of mass destruction because of that. Intelligence people said, according to Obama, sweet fella, he's so cool, you know, he said that that Gaddafi was going to go and commit genocide against his own citizens in eastern Libya. Now, how did we know that? Well, intelligence people told him that. It's all a lie. Canada dropped bombs on Libya based on false intelligence. By the way, Libya is not in the greatest shape. That was one of the most developed, prosperous countries in North Africa, not only helping its own people, helping other people. I remind you, Nelson Mandela was a close friend of Muammar Gaddafi because Muammar Gaddafi had helped the political movement of Nelson Mandela, and Nelson never turned on him. Everybody here said, oh, we love Nelson. Yeah, you love him in the sense that you ignore everything he said. That's, you know, false consciousness, I think they call it. This is the Taylor Report, by the way, CIUT, and we're asking that you show love for the station, love for the fight for truth, by going to CIUT.FM/donate. Very important. We're going for $100,000 for a great station, and we want everybody to pitch in. And Phil, what's that phone number?
416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976. And you might talk to Patrick, you might talk to Carol, you might talk to Brad, and that'd be great. They'd love to hear from you, and we hope you have some money.
They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
Wonderful people. And we remember this is COVID-19 time. And so this is a one of those cultural miracles. We're keeping everything rolling. And you have a chance to jump in and support a great station, CIUT.FM/donate. And we're going for $100,000 in I know that you're going to help us get there. I want to say, Phil, about the matters we've been reporting. We have tackled the COVID issue. And now, by the way, the COVID issue is tackling us.
Yes, it is.
Because we at the Taylor Report said something apparently you're not supposed to ever say. But we have to do it. China has a population of 1.4 billion people. It was attacked in Wuhan by the COVID, and they had a test of the of their system and of their people. And I remember that the Globe and Mail and New York Times had a little, what they call that, sang-froid? A little, is that the right word, Phil? What is that thing? Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. Oh, yeah. They were enjoying themselves at the expense of the Chinese. They thought,
the Chinese are being shown up. Well, okay. So that was, 8 months ago? And more than that, actually. But the now 1.4 billion people of China are back at work. Their economy is still in the black. It never went into the red. And there are about 14 cases of COVID-19 in China. Those have come from abroad, and they're keeping their eye on it. Why have they been such a success? I'm going to tell you that it's because they have something called the People's Republic. And that means, it's a nice name for a country, the People's Republic. It's not a monarchy. It is not a obscure capitalist republic with class division and a commitment to the wealthy and maybe the poor will get something. No. It's called the People's Republic. And the answer they gave when they saw COVID-19 was, we have to protect the people. That's job one. If you call yourself the People's Republic, job one is to protect the people. So everything else will come after that. And in the West, we have what we call capitalists, and we have people we call imperialists. And they say job one is to keep everybody on the job. And so, as Trump put it, and Biden is going to echo him down the road, we have to keep the economy going. But meanwhile, we have to find a way to fight this thing. That's not going to work. You have to fight the thing in the name of all the people, and all your collective capital has to be apportioned to get the job done. There's a Canadian doctor named Aylmer. He's now a villain in Canada because he said he studied what the Chinese were doing. And he said, they're doing the right thing. He is not, there's no editorial saying, what a nice guy. They say, none of that. They instead ignore him. Well, this is, according to the hand signals I'm seeing, this has been the Taylor Report. Go to CIUT.FM/donate and help us make $100,000. And we want to thank Tony and Phil Conlon helping us do this. Go to CIUT.FM/donate, and we'll see you next week.